Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There is always so much going on. We have reached the end of the girls' hockey season. Section state tournaments coming up. Andover, the team to beat in 2A, 1A, whatever. I've seen Andover a couple of times. I've done their games on cable TV. They are the team to beat. They've played everyone. They've beaten everyone, including Edina, Minnetonka, the top 1A schools. So with that season winding down, there may be a game around the state or two tonight, and then we'll get the section seedings. But Andover, the clear number one. They were the runner-up a year ago, state champion 2 years ago. So we've got that. Boys hockey winding down a little bit later on. We'll talk to Ken Pauly. They've still got a couple of weeks to go in their regular season before we get into sections. So we'll talk Benilde St. Margaret's. They've been in the top 10 all year. Latest poll shows them at number 3. So there's that. A little bit longer to go in girls' hoops and boys' hoops. If we have time a little bit later on, we'll kind of tell you the lay of the land. But it's pretty clear right now. Park Center in 4A, Totino Grace in 3A. But here's where things get interesting. Park Center went to Totino Grace. Eagles won, beat the Pirates. Then the Eagles go on the road and play at Osseo, and the Orioles, a top 10 team in 4A, beat them. And, oh, by the way, Park Center had won at Osseo earlier in this. You get the idea. And a huge game coming up Monday night. Osseo visits Park Center, a huge rivalry showdown. That should be a lot of fun on Monday night. So that's what's going on, boys' hoop. And then in girls' basketball, really it seems to be all about Hopkins. The only team that got beat by was Sidwell and friends from DUC, and they came into town for that ESPN game and won there. So that's what's going on in high school sports. And then, of course, there's all the other winter sports. There's wrestling. The countdown to sections there is underway, and ultimately the state tournament in St. Paul. And then you've got alpine and Nordic skiing and boys swimming. So it's a busy, busy time of year at the high school level. Then collegiately, there is a lot going on over at the U, including hockey tonight, right next door to each other. For the most part, you've got Ritter Arena, the number one Golden Gopher women, playing Bemidji State. They lead it 2-0 after one period of play. And then tonight at 3M Arena at Mariucci, it's taken me about a year to get that right. They get Michigan State tonight and tomorrow. So busy over at the U when it comes to hockey. Now, there is hoops going on. The Golden Gopher men, they'll be on the road at Iowa on Sunday at 3:30. And it has been a struggle there, 2-8 in the Big Ten. And while the non-conference portion of the schedule was a very pleasant surprise. And they did get that win on the road early at Michigan in the Big Ten season. And they have played hard. It just goes to show, night in and night out, the grind of the Big Ten, when you don't have a deep bench and you're not big and physical, you're going to have a tough time. And so far it has been pretty tough on Ben Johnson's teams. But I still like the fight. I'm not down on it. It's the first year. He's got a good recruiting class. He will recruit. He will get top Minnesota kids here. I think the program is fine. Golden Gopher women, it has been a struggle as well. They are 3-8 in conference, and they will get Sparty at the barn on Sunday at 2 o'clock. So that's what's going on over at the U. Meanwhile, the Timberwolves are idle. They got a hard-fought win in Detroit last night, and I talked to Chris Tubbs via email, our producer, a little bit earlier in the day, and we thought we'd open with some of the headlines, as always, and talk about the Timberwolves and Wild. By the way, the Wild are in the All-Star break, and that's out in Vegas. Kirill Kaprizov and Cam Talbot representing there. The Wild on a major roll going into the All-Star break. Kevin Fiala, how about this point streak? In 12 games, 9 goals, 7 assists, 16 points over the last 12. That is extraordinary. Kaprizov's been great. Talbot pitched the shutout against the Blackhawks in the final game before the break. So everything going well for the Wild. And when you look at those standings, the Wild, without question, have exceeded all expectations this year. And you got to give Bill Guerin a lot of credit. And we have talked about this before when it comes to the Wild, that they made the big decision and they parted ways with Zach Parise and Ryan Suter. And that has salary cap implications beyond this year. We all know that. The Wild are going to be up against it when it comes to the salary cap for the next 2 seasons beyond this, maybe 3. But the next 2 seasons are going to be difficult when it comes to the cap. But Bill Guerin was also able to finally get Kirill Kaprizov out of the KHL and in a Wild sweater and make those moves and kind of remake this thing on the fly. Found a veteran goaltender in Cam Talbot. And when Talbot's not been available, Kaapo Kähkönen's done a really good job. And this is one thing for certain when it comes to the NHL. You don't get good goaltending, you don't have a chance. I don't care how many goal scorers or how good your blue line is. If you're getting average goaltending, you got no shot. And Talbot was good, went down, Kähkönen stepped in, did a phenomenal job. And that's huge for the Wild going forward because Talbot is a veteran, and they're going to need Kähkönen more and more going forward. So I think you couldn't expect anything more out of the Minnesota Wild this season. Sure, the Winter Classic didn't pan out well. They were rusty. It was cold. The fans showed up. They didn't play well. They got blown out by the Blues. And that may be as much of a matchup thing as they were rusty, that even though they're going to probably or could play the Blues in the opening round, or for that matter, the second round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs as it's set up, that was one of a few clunkers for the Wild this year. And they really bounced back, and they've been playing great as of well and continue to climb in the standings. And when you look at the standings in the NHL at the All-Star break, you can't be anything but pleased. In the Central Division, Colorado's played 44 games. They have 68 points. Then you have Nashville. They have played 46 games and have 60 points. Now, here's the kicker. The Wild right now are third in the Central, but they've only played 41 games, and they have 59 points. So, points per game, the Wild move into the number 2 hole right behind Colorado. Now, the Blues, right behind them, with 57 points, have played 44. So the Wild are in really good shape. Here's the problem. Between now and the end of the regular season, they got a lot of games to get in, and they got a lot of every other night type situation. You look at that Wild schedule, and it is scary. So when you get down to the major winter sports teams here in the Twin Cities, the Wild and the Timberwolves, the Wild are a great story. But I would argue the Timberwolves, in their own right, are a very good story as well. And I want to get your thoughts on this. And Chris Tubbs threw it out there as a question of the day. And I think this is a very good question of the day. Which team are you more excited about at the moment, the Wild or the Timberwolves? And you can send us a text, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. What are you more excited about, Wild or Timberwolves? But give me a sentence on why. Because right here is where I'll argue where the Timberwolves are just as good a story. And they have Karl Anthony Towns, who got the call to the All-Star game, finally. You could make the case he should be a starter, but nevertheless, he'll be a reserve, so he'll be a part of the proceedings in Cleveland. But he had injuries, he had COVID. I know the Wild went through COVID as well. But you still have a team and bigger picture, a franchise that has struggled for a long, long time. They had that awkward coaching change, Ryan Saunders to Chris Finch. Last season didn't pan out. There were a ton of injuries. At the end of the year, you kind of got the band back together. You go into camp with very high hopes, knowing that it's an undersized team. And they had some ups and they had some downs. They got off to a 3-1 start. Had a win over the Milwaukee Bucks earlier. And then they had some struggles. And some really ugly games along the way. But the Timberwolves are starting to grow as a group. And I buy into the idea that during that messy COVID time where there are a lot of guys, a lot of key guys out of the lineup, that Chris Finch was able to get a legit good look at what he had further down the bench. And now it looks like the Timberwolves have some depth and have some guys that are emerging and starting to fill roles. Torian Prince was a ghost early in the season. He was picked up by the Timberwolves and was a non-factor early. Now is a bigger and bigger deal for the Timberwolves coming into the lineup. So while the Wild grabbed the headlines and have the gaudy winning streak, the Timberwolves are now over 500. They've won 3 in a row. They should be able to beat Detroit on Sunday. That, by the way, is Crunch's birthday party. That's always a lot of fun. I love the Sunday matinees that they squeeze in when the NFL is done. You get into February. I love the Sunday matinees. It's great for the kids. Pre-game 2, tip 2:30. Timberwolves and Pistons from Target Center. I just love those days. Get the kids out there for Crunch's birthday. They're going to have a lot of fun. But it's a Pistons team that they struggled a little bit with at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit, but still got the win. And in the past, that was a game the Timberwolves would lose. Now they're winning those games. They're competing against the good teams. See the Denver game as evidence of that. They just thumped the Nuggets that night at Target Center. So I would argue that considering where the Timberwolves were as a franchise, this is just as good a story on the winter sports scene. And when we come back, I want to get Chris Tubbs' thoughts on that. Which story does he like better? In my mind, they're very close to equal, Wild and Timberwolves. Some really good news on the local sports scene, and I'd love to hear from you as well. Once again, it's quite simple. Which team are you more excited about, the Wild or Wolves, and why? You don't have to give me a paragraph. Just give me a sentence. And you don't have to pick one over the other. You don't have to say, I love the Wild, and here's why, and this is why I hate the Timberwolves, or vice versa. I'm not looking for that. It's what team right now are you more excited about, the Wild or Wolves, on the local sports scene, and why? And please don't rip the other team. We don't need that. There's enough negativity in the world for sure. 13 minutes now in front of 7 o'clock. Steve Thompson in for Mike Max. Chris Tubbs is our producer here on News Talk. E3OWCCO. It is Sports to the Max. Steve in for Mike on this Friday night. Ton to talk about. We'll get into the Olympics. Are you into that? But right now we're talking Wolves and Wild. Really a good story right now. Wild are in the All-Star break. They're on a roll. They'll be in Winnipeg coming out of the break. They have won 6 in a row. Timberwolves have won 3 in a row. They are climbing the standings again in the NHL Central Division. The Timberwolves continue to move forward. Can it be a playoff appearance? And now the Timberwolves legitimately thinking about top 6, not having to fool around with that play-in series for the seed 7 through 10. They've got their eye on a top 6. So pretty good news among the NHL and NBA entries. But for you, what team are you more excited about, the Wild or Timberwolves? I put them on equal footing because the Wild, the expectations have been completely different, that this is a playoff team. The Timberwolves have been so far out in the wilderness that for them to have finally turned the corner and now like, okay, you know, they can win games against good teams. And they're starting to climb the standings and coming together as a group. And it looks like Chris Finch is a legit Coach of the Year candidate in the NBA. Some good things are going on at the X and at Target Center. Let's go to Gary in Brooklyn Park. Gary, you're on the show. Hello.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing just fine. You asked a question about the Wolves and the Wild. I'm a Wolves fan, but I'm glad to see both teams doing so well this year. But it's good to see the Wolves coming out and playing like a team again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just think this is a great story. And I laid out why the Wild are a good story. They were able to move on from Parisi and Suter, something that we all knew would have to happen at some point. Bill Guerin did a great job. Dean Evason, the head coach, is terrific. Kirill Kaprizov, Kevin Fiala. I mean, there's a lot of great stories there. But I would argue that the Timberwolves have just as many good stories. With Carl Anthony Towns, the emergence of Anthony Edwards. Yeah, absolutely. I think they're both very good stories. And a long time coming to have both teams playing well. And now it's February. I mean, we're getting to crunch time.
So I was going to ask you a quick question. Have you heard how the baseball contracts are doing?
Well, from what I've heard, and Mitch Garber sent out a tweet today that basically said the owners are dragging their feet. And from what I've heard and the people I've talked to, particularly Scott Miller, who's covered the major leagues for a long time, and Bob Nightingale, who's covered the major leagues a long time for USA Today, and is an Odyssey Sports Insider. Both gentlemen join me fairly regularly. And they both say that the players have made some good faith efforts to take some items off the table and back off. And Mitch Garber, now, once again, he's a player, is saying it's the owners that have kind of dug their heels in on some certain things, and that the players want to get into camp and want to get on with it because they want to start collecting paychecks. So
and
we'll
we're
see.
Only 2 weeks away from spring training.
Well, pitchers and catchers anyway. Yeah, once again, right now the news doesn't sound that great, but we weren't able to get it done tonight. Bob and Scott, who are very tuned in, I'm going to get one of those guys tomorrow afternoon. So thanks
all
for
right.
the call, Gary.
Hey, Steve, you have a wonderful evening, okay?
Yeah, and thanks for the call. I really do appreciate it. Chris Tubbs, let's get back to the heart of the matter, and that is Wild or Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite story to the moment?
I've got the Wolves as the better story because they have been outside of the, you know, 1 year, you know, what, 3-4 years ago with Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
You know, where it was a cup of coffee against the Rockets and you're done. I think both teams have exceeded expectations. If we're talking about the story-wise, I think it's got to be the Wolves. But with you in terms of the excitement, I'm going to put them on the same level because there are a lot of parallels between these two teams. You got a young, you know, star that just fans are so attracted to. And I think you mentioned the messy way that the Wolves went about dismissing Ryan Saunders and bringing in Chris Finch. I think we see now why that move was made so hastily to make sure that Chris Finch was your guy. Because I don't know who else would be able to do this the way that Chris Finch has done it.
Yeah, he has done a tremendous job, and you got to give Dean Evason credit. But you know this. It's the old saying in sports, you know, players ultimately play. Mm-hmm. So you get that combo platter of a guy like Dean Evason or Chris Finch that put it all together, the players respect and believe in, mm-hmm. and then you've got a talented group. And you're right. You bring up Anthony Edwards, a young star, and then you bring up Kirill Kaprizov. So there's parallels there. And then you got Karl-Anthony Towns. You have to have other talent. You have to have – and the fact that we've started to see a guy like Taurean Prince step up. He was a no-show early in the season. The guy barely played, and now he's stepping mm-hmm. up. So they're getting different people into roles, and I'm pretty impressed. We mentioned Kevin Fiala. And that just unbelievable 12-game point streak, 9 goals, 7 assists, 16 points. That's terrific. And then you got Talbot and Kaprizov taking part in All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, and yeah, because you're seeing, and I know that, you know, there's been someone that said, you know, the Wild didn't have any depth, da-da-da-da-da. It's kind of gotten the ire of Wild fans. I think you're starting to see that both these teams, they're not top heavy, because there was a point where the Wild night in and night out were only playing with 8 or 9 guys, and the whole COVID situation with the Wolves, you kind of have to play with what you're dealt, and it has just been really impressive to see both of these teams be relevant. And the Wolves, I mean, number one, playoffs, but number two, a top six. I mean, are you serious?
Well, and that's within reach. And we've talked about goals. That should be the goal. Aim high, borrowing an advertising slogan from the Air Force. But for the Timberwolves, why not? Why not? All right, we got to run. The news at 7 coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.